Hello. I'm here. This is not the best way to begin, right? That's okay. Thanks for being patient and understanding. You can thank me for being patient, too. Hey, it's good to be here. It's wonderful. Hey, microphones don't matter as much as the people. And already the mass last night and the hospitality from the folks and certainly all of you being here this morning, the church is first of all the people. And thank you for being a very vital parish community. I am Father Norm Douglas. I'm a diocesan priest in Cleveland, Ohio, that diocese. I'm from Akron. Anybody here a Buckeye? Anybody from Ohio? Okay, another question. How many people know who LeBron James is? Yeah, no kidding. Well, he's from Akron, Ohio, just in case. That's our claim to fame. But I'm here, as I mentioned, been involved in doing a mission like this. You're going to hear more about it in over 80 different parishes over the last 20 years. In fact, three different parishes right here in this diocese in which we've experienced wonderful hospitality and just an uplifting kind of experience because of the people. With that in mind, I want to kind of ask a question here. How many people here have ever been a missionary? Do we have anybody here who's been a missionary? Don't see anybody raising their hands. When we hear that word missionary, there's probably one person particularly that comes to mind, very beloved woman who died 15 years ago, known around the world. Who am I talking about? Yeah, Mother Teresa. We all know that. And she's the image of, I think, what we understand a missionary to be. Somebody who at very great personal sacrifice goes to a far-off land to proclaim the message and love of Jesus Christ to a people who have never heard of him. Thanks be to God, through the centuries, many missionaries have done just that, so that the love of God has been proclaimed in every nation in the world for people to be touched by that loving presence. On the other hand, there's a way to understand what it means to be missionary in which hopefully every one of us would raise our hands and say, I am one. The very word means one who is sent forth. And we know, we probably don't think about it that way. At the end of every Mass, you are sent forth. Go out there to love and serve the Lord. We, all of you, are sent to very important mission territory. The mission fields of our daily lives, our homes and schools, our workplaces, our community involvements. And if we think about it, the message and love of Jesus Christ needs to be proclaimed and exemplified there as much as anywhere else in the world. So, missionaries, one and all. I was a pastor for 15 years before I got involved in this mission work and some other endeavors. And there was a woman who was very active at the parish, and she came up to me one day very excited because she was going to a new department in her company, and she recognized the supervisor in that department was somebody she knew from church. She didn't know him personally, but she knew he was active and involved in the community. And she thought, this is great. I'll be involved in a department that the person leading it shares my faith and core values, and it'll be a positive kind of experience. Well, after a couple weeks, she came back and talked to me, and guess what? She told me she had the boss from... Are you allowed to say hell in church? Whoa, did you have that guy too? No, I'm not. I bet a lot of us might say, I've been there, done that. Anyway, understandably, she was disillusioned because she thought this was going to be so good. And she went on to say this boss was kind of negative and discouraging, and the whole tone of the department was terrible. And she wondered what happened here. And she was bothered because she felt this particular supervisor wasn't living the faith values that he talked about and was part of the church on Sunday. But then she had a dilemma because she felt she did want to live her faith values. And as she thought about it, her faith, she had a sense that God was telling her, go and talk to the boss. You know, share with him some of your observations. You know, not in some self-righteous, judgmental way, but she kind of heard the Spirit saying, you know, talk to him, give him some feedback. He needs it. But of course, when she thought about talking to the boss, you know, after only 2 weeks working there, what feeling did she get inside of her? Yeah, going to get fired. And so what was the feeling? Fear. Yeah, fear. And so she talked about that because she didn't want to be ruled by fear. She wanted to be ruled by her core values. And as we talked together, we came up with a prayer. And she prayed it, and I prayed it in circumstances too. Very simple. The prayer that she prayed was, Lord, let me have less fear and more faith. Less fear and more faith. And with that, she went on her mission back to her workplace. She talked to her boss. She came back and told me that. And she said, and I said, well, how'd it go? And she said, well, at least he didn't fire me. But she felt it was good that she said it because she was faithful to her own calling. A few weeks later, she came to me and she said, he called me into his office. I said, what happened? And she smiled and she said, he thanked me. He thanked me for what I had said to him a couple weeks earlier. Because he went on to say he was a Catholic Christian and his core values did mean a lot to him. And he wanted to live a faithful daily life at work. And what had happened, and he admitted that it just slowly over time, he didn't realize it. When he started off in that department, he was positive, he was encouraging, he resourced the people at work. They thought he was wonderful. But gradually over time, because of pressures and from above and because of busyness and so many other things going on, he became more and more negative and wasn't as aware how much so until this woman had the faith to overcome fear to give him some feedback. And so he apologized to her about how he originally reacted, understandably defensive, and thanked her. And she also told me then he really started to work at becoming again the boss he wanted to be from his faith and core values. And the atmosphere got so much better. She was a missionary at work. This mission, which reminds us all of our faith and life and daily life, you're going to hear a little bit more about from the fellow that has been with me. We've come together on all 80 of these missions, and he's also from Akron, Ohio, and I like to call him Larry the Lawyer, because that's what he is. Larry Villeman, come on up.
Thank you, Father Norm. It's good to be here. I was here in August involved in a retreat along with other lay associates of the Dominican Sisters of Peace in Great Bend. I am a member of the lay associates in Ohio as a part of the cluster, and some of the wonderful things that Sister Rosemary and Sister Jolene and my friends who I've come to know as associates here, a lot of great things going on. I also have son and daughter and two granddaughters in Kansas City. So this isn't a foreign land to me at all. If anything, it's a comfortable place to be. And I'm always enjoying being in central Kansas with the great people that are here and the warm hospitality that they share. Let me be quick here, as quick as I can. It is true, I'm a lawyer. Father Norm and I met back in 1986, it was within a couple of years of my having suffered a stroke when I was literally taken from a courtroom in Northeast Ohio where I was involved in a rather high publicity case and rushed to the hospital where I began my recovery from a stroke. And I was pretty much at the top of my game back then, or so I thought. Seemingly successful in the world, you know, that world that measures success in the context of possessions and power and performance, until I found myself flat on my back, struggling to work through left side paralysis and all the other consequences of that kind of illness. But one thing that I gained through my recovery was a profound sense of the spiritual and emotional dimension to our very health and wellness. It was such an awakening for me that I almost quit the legal profession. But I had an overwhelming sense, no doubt divinely inspired, that the issue for me, as it is for all of us, isn't what we do, but how and why we do what we do. And Father Norm and I, in 86, we came together on another matter, and I was asking him, how do you practically connect matters of faith, values, and ethics with everyday life, with the work that you do? And he said, Larry, why don't we bring some people together to talk about that? And for over 25 years, we've been doing that. People have been coming together to explore, how do we make the gospel relevant to everyday life? And that's really what the mission is all about. The first evening, tonight, we talk about where in the world is our God? How are we experiencing God in everyday life? Jesus encouraged his disciples to accept the kingdom of heaven as would a child, with a sense of wonder, with a sense of awe, adventure, or the hope that Father Ted expressed when he blessed the children this morning. Sometimes we get stuck in the same old, and we lose our sense of wonder. Tonight we'll explore the kingdom in everyday life. The second evening, Monday night, we'll talk about how in the world do we relate. Are we connected? Are we a real presence in the lives of those that the Lord has entrusted to us, in family, in work, in the larger community? Have we become distant in our relationships? In Genesis, we are told that it is not good for man to be alone. And indeed, it's not good for any of us to be alone or struggle with loneliness. The last evening, Tuesday evening, we'll talk about what in the world do we do and how can we make a difference in that world. And when we talk about work, we talk about whatever productive activity we do, paid or unpaid. So many of my contemporaries, now retired, are doing so many wonderful things and making a difference in the world. In fact, when I was with the associates here in Kansas, I was exposed to so many wonderful things that they're doing to make a difference in the world. Each evening of the mission is from 7 o'clock to 8:45. We hope that you the whole mission, but each evening in and of itself has value. I'm told that babysitting will be available, so bring your children and hopefully you can attend. And God bless you all. Thank you for your warm welcome. And we'll look forward to being with you through these three evenings. God bless.